You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.
Welcome into the Sports Objective. It is Thanksgiving week, which means within the world of college football, that means rivalry week. And right now on Sunny and Semenza, we're going to take a look at week 13. But before we do that, I'd like to welcome in Sunny and Semenza. Gentlemen, how are we?
I'm doing great. I can't wait for rivalry weekend. And we not only have Saturday, we have Friday games as well. And Thursday night, another good one, too. So it's going to be a good weekend of football.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Happy pre-Thanksgiving. I'm excited, too, man. Tons of great games. You know, you have the Iron Bowl. You have the one game I've been really looking forward to all year is that Ohio State-Michigan game. And then, obviously, Thanksgiving, you have the Giants, you know, versus Dallas in the NFL. So a lot of good stuff going on.
Matt, we'll go over the list of games and make our picks here in just a few minutes. But tomorrow night, and this one actually is not on our list, but the Egg Bowl taking place down in Oxford, as you have Mike Leach and the Bulldogs traveling to Oxford to take on the Rebels. And the Rebels ranked 20th and a slight 2-point favorite there at Vaught Hemingway.
Yeah, that's always a fun game. Like, that's always the time when I'm trying to break away from the Thanksgiving table, guys. Like, you know, Jay, I'm sure, and Bubba, you can relate. Like, there's some people who could sit at the Thanksgiving dinner table for, like, 7 hours straight and just talk. After about an hour, I'm shot. I'm good to go. And I'm kind of, like, looking for a way to put on football. So the Egg Bowl is – for me, like, it's always a great entertaining game to watch, you know, because it's a chance to break away from the dinner table.
Well, I'll watch it. I'll flip back and forth between that and the NFL games. But I think it's going to be even more interesting with Lane Kiffin's rumors this week. And Mississippi State's a good enough team to beat them, and there's a lot of distractions for Ole Miss.
No doubt, Jay, and as far as Mississippi State is concerned, the Bulldogs, they have yet to win an Egg Bowl under Mike Leach as they are 0-2 and seeking to avoid going 0-3 against the Rebs.
So do you guys think there's any truth to these rumors about Lane Kiffin? You know, there was one rumor that, you know, somebody tracked his flight to Auburn. He's openly denying it. You know, he's saying he's locked in, but what do you guys think about that?
I mean, I don't know if he's really going to go there or not, but I don't believe that they're telling the truth. I believe they say what they need to say in the moment.
Exactly. And we know he's a job hopper, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's not going to stay at Ole Miss much longer.
Agreed.
Yeah. Before we talk about week 13 and make our picks, let's quickly reflect on week 12. And as far as the picks are concerned, it was a rough week. Now, after 12 weeks, Jay, you are 37-40-3, and Matt, you're 35-42-3.
Poof. Ouch.
So what were some of the things that stood out a week ago immediately, and things that come to mind for me? Michigan as well as TCU both winning on last second field goals. What about you guys?
Well, Southern Cal, that game against UCLA, it was a shootout, and they continue on, and they've got another one with Notre Dame. But that was a fun game to watch last weekend.
That was a good game. I enjoyed that, you know, really tough game. And I agree that, you know, the TCU game was pretty awesome, you know, as they stay unbeaten here. What a way to to win that game and, you know, have a chance to make the playoffs. So that one jumped out to me. And then obviously, guys, I'm still kind of stewing over the East Carolina game, which we won't get into. But it was definitely an interesting weekend of college football.
Our beloved co-host on the Sports Objective, Kyle Barber, chiming in saying, y'all suck and do better with your picks.
Well, Kyle, my friend, listen, here's what we have to remember. We're picking the toughest games every week, right? Right, Jay? Toughest games every week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Listen, we're gonna have a big week, and we're gonna pull this thing back to 500. That's the goal.
And starting things off, and we'll go to the American. You have Tulane traveling up to Nippert Stadium. Cincinnati has the second longest win streak in FBS, behind only Clemson, and Willie Fritz Ball Club looking to end that. Bearcats are a 1-point favorite, so essentially a pick 'em in this one.
God, this is a sneaky good game. I think the way the schedule lined up with these two going against each other the last ball game, I mean, this is perfect for the American. You know, you want to say Cincinnati at home is going to win this game, but like Bubba said, it is essentially a pick 'em. I'm going to go with an upset and say Tulane gets it done on the road.
All right, Jay, I like it. I mean, so this is another opportunity to see that home win streak of Cincinnati go by the wayside. This is a really tough one. I think you have two really good teams. I do think you're going to get Tulane's best punch here, especially if they lost UCF. So I think that winning streak, I don't like Tulane to get it done and win the game.
Taking place down in Tuscaloosa, you have the Iron Bowl. Cornell Cadillac Williams has done a pretty commendable job taking over a tough situation there when Brian Harsin was let go. But Auburn is a 22-point dog at Bryant-Denny.
Whew. Jay, I'll let you take this one first.
Well, I just think of these rivalry games. You know, more times than not, it's going to be close. And I think Auburn's going to find a way to – they may lose by 21, but I just don't think it's going to be by 22 or more. So I'm going to go with Auburn to cover.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, we all know Auburn is not a very good team this year. But it's not like Alabama is blowing people out every week. I mean, they're playing a lot of tight games. And then you throw in the fact that this is the Iron Bowl, major rivalry game. You know, Auburn's going to probably play with about as much emotion as they have all season. So kind of like you, Jay, like I could see Auburn losing this game by like 17 or 20 points, but I don't see them losing by 22. So I'm going to have to go with Auburn as well.
Heading up north at the Horseshoe, their Ohio Stadium, the Buckeyes are a 7.5-point favorite as they will look to start a new win streak against Michigan after Michigan was victorious last year in the Big House.
Well, you know, both of these teams last week, guys, I don't know if they were looking ahead, but they both had way tougher games than expected. Michigan had Illinois at home, and they were a huge favorite. And you know, barely squeaked by in that game. I think they won by 2 against the Illini. And then Ohio State had their hands full with Maryland, I believe. That was a very close game late. So I think you had two teams kind of looking ahead a little bit to this one. I do like the home team here to win the game. But 7.5 seems like a lot to me. That half point is kind of the deciding factor. So I do expect Ohio State to win, but I like Michigan to cover the 7.5.
Heading out west.
Sorry, guys. I was on mute. So that's another rivalry game. I mean, it's going to depend on Blake Corum for me being healthy or not. But I just don't see I don't see that game being a blowout either way. I'm going to say Michigan covers.
It's going to be an awesome game, guys. I mean, you know, that's you're talking about number two versus number three. You know, Michigan coming off that big win last year. They finally get over the hump and beat Ohio State. That game's going to be an absolute bloodbath. Like, if you're a fan of college football, you have to watch that game. And it's going to be cold. And it's just going to be like, you know, perfect situation for football. So I can't wait to watch that one.
Now, heading out west, for the Civil War, you have Oregon. The Ducks will head to Corvallis, and they are a slight 3-point favorite.
All right. Well, in this one, you know, Oregon's had some huge victories, but they've also here as of late, you know, not been as on fire. Rivalry ball game again. I'm going to say Oregon State covers.
All right, that's a tough one. I think this is what number. I think number nine. I think Oregon State this week is 21. So you're talking about two solid teams, you know, two very solid teams. I just think Oregon's a little better. I don't love them away from Autzen Stadium, but I do think Oregon's better. I think they'll find a way. I'm going to go with the road team and say that the Ducks get it done, cover the three.
Another matchup within the Pac-12, the USC Trojans, they welcome Notre Dame of independent status to the Coliseum. Lincoln Riley's club, a 5.5-point favorite.
So this is another really intriguing game, guys. You know, Notre Dame had a really slow start this year, and they've had some weeks where they play phenomenal. You know, you look at what they did against Clemson. They annihilated Boston College last week. So Notre Dame is a team that's getting much better as the season goes on. You know, people kind of like point to their record, but if you just look at the second half of the season, they've been much better. I am not sold at all on USC. I'm just not sold, man. Like, they play, their schedule's kind of weak, in my opinion. I know they can score a lot of points, but 5.5 seems like a lot. 5.5 seems like a lot to me. You know, I know this isn't a vintage Notre Dame team, but I want to see what USC can do against a team of this caliber with this kind of talent, and I'm just not sold. So with that said, I'm going to go Notre Dame to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with every single point Matt just made, and the fact that USC just had an emotional victory against UCLA last week, it's going to be tough to have another big game. I think this is the bet of the weekend in Notre Dame covers.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jay, about, you know, coming off an emotional high against UCLA. It's always kind of tough to recover from that. So that's a solid point. Another reason why I think Notre Dame will win it.
I just think it's a terrible matchup for USC. I don't think when they face a team that's going to run the ball and play good defense, I just don't think they're going to match up well in this game. I think Notre Dame will win it.
Last week, guys, within the ACC, you had North Carolina getting upset at Keenan Stadium by Georgia Tech. The Yellow Jackets rallied from 17 down to knock off Mack Brown and the Tar Heels. And this week, North Carolina will look to develop some momentum in this rivalry matchup with NC State, who's really been struggling. They're coming to Keenan Stadium, a 6.5-point dog. And the Tar Heels are looking to play some better football before they go to play for the ACC title against Clemson.
Well, I'm going to stay with my theme. And I mean, you know, UNC's coming in kind of wounded after their loss last week. NC State's a disaster on offense. But you kind of throw everything out in this ball game. And I think UNC will win. But I don't know if they're going to win by 7 points or more. So I'm going to go with NC State to cover.
So this one here, you know, for me, like another tough rivalry game, but NC State just hasn't been the same without their quarterback since he went down. And I think now, like you've seen over the last few weeks, now that there's film on the freshman quarterback, they're just struggling to score. They're struggling to move the ball. And the one thing North Carolina can do really well is put up points. So I just think that – I think it'll be a tough game, but North Carolina will outscore them and eventually win by at least a touchdown. So I'm going to go with the Heels.
Down in the Sunshine State, you have the Florida Gators coming off a loss at Vanderbilt. They will travel to Doak Campbell Stadium, and they are a 9.5-point dog to Mike Norvell's Florida State Seminoles.
So, Jay, I'll jump in on this one first. I feel really strongly about this game. I feel really strong about it. The fact that Florida lost to Vanderbilt, that was a huge upset. Nobody expected that. This Florida team, they've been so up and down, you know, almost lost to South Florida earlier. And then they've had some great games, you know, almost beat Tennessee. They're really up and down, but their pride is hurt, man, losing to Vanderbilt last week. And the fact that Florida State's a 9.5-point favorite, way too high, way too high. Like, I actually think Florida could win this game outright. So I'm taking the Gators.
I agree with everything you just said. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, Jay, just like you were saying about the other one, like your pick of the week, I feel like this is my pick of the week right here, the Gators.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. I mean, it's when you lose a ball game, you get tested. And it sometimes, you know, once you get embarrassed, it doesn't repeat itself. And I expect Florida to come out and play great. And I agree. I think they could win this game. I don't think Florida State's that good. And yeah, Florida lost last week, but that was last week. I think they're going to come out there and play really good on Saturday. And they've got a ton of talent. And it's not what you've done in the past. It's what you do on game day. And I think they're going to go out there and cover for sure.
Last weekend, the story that stole the show in college football was down in Columbia as Shane Beamer and the South Carolina Gamecocks lit up number 5 Tennessee 63-38 this week. The Gamecocks are seeking to end a long drought against Clemson as they travel to Death Valley, 14.5-point dogs.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, do we all agree this Clemson team isn't a dominant Clemson team? I wouldn't be surprised if South Carolina wins this.
I wouldn't either, Jay.
I just think, you know, another rivalry game. Yeah, South Carolina had a huge victory. It's going to be tough, you know, come back here with another big game against another top 10 team. But I just think later on in the season, crazy things happen. I think the Gamecocks are going to cover. I think they could win it, but I think they'll definitely cover.
I agree, man. We're definitely agreeing on a lot of these games tonight. Very impressed with South Carolina last week, and I'm bullish on Shane Beamer as a coach. Like, I think he's going to have a lot of success there. Really like his style, like real positive, energetic, like younger guy that seems to communicate well with these players. He's got them going in the right direction. Nobody saw that game last week. I mean, nobody saw South Carolina hanging. How many was it, Bubba? 65?
63. Yeah, at one point they led 63-31, and then Tennessee scored there in the last couple minutes for the 63-38 final.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Now, one thing I'll say is Clemson's defense is light years ahead of Tennessee's, so it's not going to be nearly as easy for South Carolina to put up points. But another game, I feel like it could go either way, and I feel like that line is just really high for me, so I'm going with the Gamecocks.
I definitely tend to agree there. I was debating, you know, whether I think they'll win the game or not, but getting 14.5, I think I'll definitely take South Carolina plus the points. Down between the hedges, you have Georgia Tech coming off that big comeback win, as I referenced earlier, 21-17 at North Carolina, and they are 35.5-point dogs against Kirby Smart in Georgia.
I mean, like, when I look at all these spreads, I believe, are maybe indicative of what the spread or the point difference should be, but rivalry games are different. And teams that maybe aren't as good, or maybe teams that should get blown out by 35 points, are maybe only going to lose by 20 in rivalry games. And those teams are going to play better, and they're just more competitive. You know, I know I'm not 500 on the year picking games, but I'll tell you, I'd be very surprised if in these rivalry games, the favored team just blows out or wins all these games outright. I just think underdogs can win or will at least make it close. So I'm going to go Georgia Tech.
Oh, this is another tough one, guys. I mean, 35.5 points. Good Lord. You know, you could really go either way. I mean, I have no, like, I think Georgia Tech is going to have actually impossible time scoring points here. Not a very dynamic offense. Pretty simple, like, when you watch them, what they do. But they have been playing really good defense. But I see a lot of situations in this game where it's a Georgia Tech has the ball, it's a three and out, Georgia gets field position, score. I see turnovers. You know, I think it could get way out of hand. And that 35.5 is huge. But I guess what I'm saying here is I'm going to go with the dogs just to absolutely steamroll the Yellow Jackets. This game's going to be like maybe 48-7.
And the final game of the week, it is the Apple Cup. You have Washington traveling to Pullman, and they are a slight 2-point favorite over the Cougars.
The Apple Cup. I've never heard of that one before. Did you know that, Jay?
I knew it was some cup. I just didn't know which vegetable or fruit it was.
Yeah, I mean, that's a first. Bubba, thank you for dropping that knowledge. I don't know. Washington, very solid team. I like how they went on the road and beat Oregon last week. So for no other reason, I'm just going to go with the Huskies and say that they cover the two.
Yeah, I mean, this one, essentially a pick 'em. I'll go with the Huskies, too. On the road, it's a tough atmosphere to win in this rivalry over at Washington State. But I'll go with the Huskies to win and cover.
Yeah. And Kyle chimes in once again, saying Washington's the Apple State. Come on, people.
Kyle's on fire tonight. Kyle's feeling very good. You know, we need to get Kyle's picks. Did Kyle type his picks into the
– He did.
All right.
At least, I think most every game, if not every game. Looking back through these, let's see.
What did Kyle have on Ohio State, Michigan? I'm curious.
Just one moment. Y'all talk for a moment.
All right. So Jay, really quick, looking ahead, since, you know, obviously, you know, East Carolina here, what are your thoughts on the Pirates going into Philly? The line opened at 14. It's down to 10.5. What are your thoughts on the Pirates bouncing back here to get this win?
Well, I think the Pirates will bounce back. I think after last week's game, you know, they're locked in and focused, and you know, wanted to make sure they finish out the regular season the right way. So I know last week's game was a shock, and you know, it didn't go the way they wanted to on senior day. So I think they're going to get locked in and play really well. But I'll tell you, it's a tough place to play in November up in Philadelphia. It's going to be cold. Temple is getting better, and you know, they always just seem like they play a little bit better in November. So I think the Pirates are motivated. I think the Pirates will win, but I think this is a tough matchup.
It definitely is. It didn't look like it was going to be about 6 or 7 weeks ago, but Temple's a program. You have to give credit to first-year coach Stan Drayton. I mean, this guy's doing a great job. He's kind of changing the culture. That team is getting so much better as the season goes on. to the point now where they're a dangerous team. And, you know, amazing type of game, Jay. You're going into an empty stadium. There's going to be about 50 people at that game, and they're probably going to be the parents of the Temple players. Right. So it's going to be a dead atmosphere. So what I'm saying is this is the type of game where you have to bring energy. You have to create energy. And I think who's ever the most excited to play a football game is going to win.
I agree. Yeah, and I think last week's loss is going to create a lot of motivation. So I think, you know, East Carolina, of course, you don't want that game against Houston. You didn't want it to be like that. But I do think it's going to be an opportunity that they can learn from that and bring that mentality on the road. Because that is tough when there's no one there.
Yeah, absolutely. Jay, what do you think it was, you know, as a former player, a broadcaster, what do you think it was last week? Do you think it was a hangover from the Cincinnati game? Do you think this team was just emotionally spent? I mean, what do you think? How do you go from playing that well to all of a sudden just getting absolutely destroyed like that?
Yeah. Well, there's no way to truly know. I mean, we're on the outside, so we're just guessing. But, you know, my thought is once you get later on in the year, you just have to bring it every single week. And for whatever reason, it was not their day, and Houston played great and East Carolina didn't, and they dominated. And, you know, it may partially be the frustration of the Cincinnati game. And, you know, it's not one of those things, Matt. I mean, you know, it's not like, you know, it's something where you're thinking about that all week. But if that does have an effect even for a day, or even if that's in the back of your mind, if there's some effect from that, that can affect the next week's game. So, I mean, I don't know if anyone truly knows the answer, because if they knew the answer, it wouldn't have happened. But I do think, you know, towards the end of the year, you know, maybe a little bit of a stretch there after that Cincinnati game where, you know, there's from some frustration and it lingered, and, you know, whatever it was, it affected the ball game, because I know they're very disappointed, you know, just with the Houston game's outcome.
Now, Matt, going back to some of Kyle's picks, because I know you were asking about that. As I put on the screen a moment ago, and Kyle said he thinks the Pirates will win, but give him Temple plus 10.5. He took Washington to cover the 2 in the Apple Cup. He took South Carolina plus the 14.5 in that one. He took FSU.
We're all in agreement on Washington and South Carolina.
He took the Gators and the points in that battle. He said North Carolina will cover against NC State. He says give him the Beavers in Corvallis against Oregon.
Beaver.
He said Jay's taking Ohio State. Let's see. Dave chiming in as well, saying he loves Michigan in a close one in that game.
Okay.
And then Kyle agreed with you guys that he's taking Tulane to snap Cincinnati's home win streak.
Hmm. All right. I like it. So Kyle pretty much agrees with just a
here. Yeah.
I took Michigan to cover.
That's right. You took Michigan, didn't you, Jay? Okay. All right.
Yeah. You got that locked in?
Yeah. He says, give me, and Kyle said, give me Ohio State.
Oh, he wants Ohio State. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. It's the half point, guys. That's what it is. The 7.5. You know, that's the issue for me. If it was 7 or under, I'd like probably like the Buckeyes, but that half point is. That's a killer.
I'll tell you something that surprised me looking at this week's poll. And as I was looking over some of these matchups, you have in Kentucky, the Cards facing off with the Wildcats. Kentucky is a 3-point favorite there at home in Lexington. Louisville this week is ranked 25th That caught me by surprise. I was not expecting to see that.
That's it. You know, they've had some great performances throughout the year, and really snuck up on here. So
yeah, they're currently 7-4.
Yeah, tough loss at Clemson. You know, a few weeks ago when the quarterback went down, but definitely a team that has talent and has improved a lot.
And I'll tell you one that's perhaps my lock of the week. It would definitely be up there for consideration, and that is LSU minus 10 at Texas A&M. I mean, Texas A&M last week struggled to beat UMass.
That, what in the world is going on with that program? I mean, I don't know if you know this, but prior to the season, we interviewed the color commentator for Texas A&M, and
actually, it was their equivalent of Steven Igo. It was their 24/7 sports guy.
Okay. Well, I've never heard anybody so confident in my life about the roster, the talent, what Jimbo Fisher's building. You know, that they're 7 and 8 deep on the defensive line. Couldn't have been further from that team. Is a disaster, absolute disaster.
Can we get that guy back on and interview him again? See what he thinks.
Yeah, he said App State had no chance, basically. I mean, he may not have used those words verbatim, but he insinuated in that, meaning that Texas A&M was in a completely different league than App State.
Well, he was definitely wrong on that one, and sounds like he was wrong on the whole season. I mean, they've got talent, but there's obviously issues there, chemistry issues, and probably a lot of things going on people don't even know. Because anytime you have talent and you're that big of a disaster, that's a bad deal that's going on at A&M right now.
Yeah.
And Jimbo's got a terrible contract.
Kyle said, he said he kept saying Appalachian instead of Appalachian.
Yeah. A little overconfidence there. But, yeah, I'll tell you guys, it's going to be an awesome weekend. Can we get some snow? I'm hoping for some snow and maybe this Ohio State game or one of these big games.
Oh, yeah, not where we live, but on the games, yeah, let's definitely get some snow.
Another game to keep an eye on, guys, because this could be a potential bowl opponent for the Pirates if they were to go to Myrtle Beach. And that's a bowl that's been speculated a lot, and the Pirates could, you know, would be facing a Sun Belt team there at Coastal Carolina, App State and Georgia Southern in that big rivalry matchup this weekend in Statesboro. App State's a 5-point favorite. Whichever team wins the game will become bowl eligible. So you have Georgia Southern at 5-6 and App State at 6-5, but the Mountaineers need 7 wins because of having played 2 FCS opponents due to a scheduling situation there with Marshall coming into the Sun Belt. So that will be interesting to see how that one unfolds there in Statesboro between App State and Georgia Southern. You also have you have Marshall at 7-4, who could be an option for that Myrtle Beach Bowl. And speaking of Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers are traveling to Harrisonburg. They're 9-1, taking on 7-3 James Madison.
Buddy, and I would personally love to see that.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that. What you would love to see? What, Matt?
So if I'm hearing a lot of rumors about if East Carolina beats Temple this weekend, they're going to play at Fenway in a bowl game, and I would love to see that. I absolutely love that. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for here.
You've seen ECU Duke a lot and also ECU Louisville. So I think perhaps that Louisville matchup was more so in the Military Bowl, but ECU Duke has been speculated a lot for that matchup at Fenway Park. So,
Yeah, well, we should find out on Sunday, right?
Perhaps. Yeah, you would think that it may be then. And Dave says, Dave, when did you come? I know a few years ago. I mean, there's been football games at Fenway. You had Notre Dame play Boston College there within the last few years. And he specifies inaugural bowl game in Fenway. But, guys, do you have anything else before we get out of here?
Oh,
last week of the regular season. This is wild how quick the season's gone.
Yeah, I can't believe it's the final week of the regular season.
We need to get this thing back to 500 at the very least, Jay.
Well, we will. We will. I feel very good about this week, Matt. I really do.
And like really Kyle's saying, you know, we may not find out our bowl situation, and we probably won't until the following weekend after the championship games are played.
It's like an election. It's like an election in the United States. You don't find out until weeks later, sometimes months. How about that?
It should be immediate.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
But road. Yeah. We'll go ahead and get out of here. And yeah, Dave says got to count the absentee ballots. But
Dave is always the voice of reason.
And Kyle said they're going to have to recount the wins. But appreciate everyone tuning in as always. Week 13 of college football is here. And also a ton of college basketball taking place as well. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, everyone. Be safe traveling. Enjoy time with friends and family. And as always, go Pirates. And we'll talk to you soon right here on the Sports Objective.
You're watching the Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates. Listen to the show pretty much everywhere podcasts are found. Be sure to follow us on social media at the Sports OBJ on Twitter and TikTok, at the Sports Objective on Instagram. Like and follow our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube channel. As always, we appreciate you listening to the show, and go Pirates!